We're now up to Simin Reish Yud, and it's got two sifim. We'll be doing a sif a day. Sif Aleph. Ha'ochel poches mikazayis, someone who eats less than a kazayis, bein mi pas, bein mi shar ochlin, whether it was bread or any other food. Vasholsa poches merevias, bein mi yayin, bein mi shar mashkin, someone drinks less than a revias, whether it be wine or other beverages. So you make the bracha rishona, because bracha rishona needs no shir. And after bracha achrona, you would not make. A bracha achrona needs a shir. Mishnah Berurah brings many halachas here. Let's go through them. First of all, different foods are mitzaref to the same bracha achrona. Not only that, but foods are mitzaref to a lesser bracha achrona. So, for example, what happens if someone ate a half a kazayas of bread and a half a kazayas of an apple? He says, Bara nefashas. They're mitztaref. How about food and drink? That's not mitztaref, because their shiurim are different. Food is bekazayas and mashk is berevias. So if someone had a half a kazayas of bread and a half a kazayas of wine, he makes no afterbracha. What happens if you have food with gravy? The gravy that you're eating with the food is mitztaref to the kazayas. Also, if you're dipping your bread into some kind of sauce, that sauce becomes an ochel, and it's mitztaref. Now, what happens if you have some kind of gravy there? You're not eating with the bread. You're having the gravy on its own. So if the bracha on the gravy is the same as of the actual food, it's a suffik if it's mitztaref, even though it's a mashke, because as this is a second, it is tuffled to the food, or gets the same bracha as the food, it could be that it gets the halacha that you give it a shir kazayas and not revias, because we look at it as food rather than drink. In how much time do you have to eat this kazayas? Kedei achilas pras. There are 2 days of what that is. It's either 3 eggs, that's 6 kazaysim, or 4 eggs, 8 kazaysim. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, because Savik brachas lahakal, if you ate it within three kibetza, which is 6 kazaysim, only then can you make an after brach, otherwise you shouldn't. The halacha that in order to be chayv and benching midoraisu, you have to have pas kedei sviya, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, nobody's really going to hold it. That has to be kedei achilas pras. I mean, that's kedei sviya, that's a lot of food. With regard to shtia, so we'll see a machlokas later over here, as well as the psak of the gra. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you have a drink that's too hot to drink a revius in the amount of time that you're supposed to? So he says that there's a machlokas aposkim, and the miniga olam is not to make a bracha achron if it's too hot and you had it too slowly. He does say that anshe maisa will always leave over a revius, let that cool off, and then drink that in the shear of shtias revius in order to be mechayev in a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's the right thing to do, because we'll see the gra really holds the kula that you need a lot less in order to be mechayev in a bracha achrona. Let's say you ate a half a zayas in one room and a half a zayas in another room. The shinui makom is not mechalek for it not to have tzira for birkas hamazon. So even if you'd have to make over a bracha rishona, depends on the case, you would never have to make over a bracha achrona. Says the mechaber now, v'yesh mistapkim lomar shal dover shu kibir yoso. There are those who are in suffik, that if you're dealing with something that is in its natural state, kagon, gargil shel enav, one grape, o shel rimon, or one piece of pomegranate, shemvorchen liachrav, afo bishem bo kazayas, that you'll make a bracha achrona even though it doesn't have a kazayas. Why is that? Well, that this day holds that a beria, shlema, something in its entirety, has the chashivas, as a chashivas, where even though you don't have a shir, it's mechaya bracha achrona. Don't eat an entire grape that's smaller than a kazayas. It's only a berry if you ate it the way it was. Avon loka hagarin imenu, if you took out the pit, so there the halacha is lo mikra beria. It's not called a beria anymore. So based on this, what happens if you have a fruit whose pit is inedible? If you don't eat the pit, the halacha is you haven't eaten the beria shlema. What if you do eat the pit? So if you swallow the fruit whole with the pit, then you're left with the suffix because this is a beria. But if you ate the pit, since it's abnormal, the shaila is this considered having eaten a beria? What the Mishnah Berurah does say, though, is if there's any edible part of the pit and you ate that, then that will be mitztaref. It'll be considered that you ate a beria shlema. What happens if you cooked it at this beria, and because of that it's not totally whole, a little bit got dissolved and it doesn't look whole anymore? There the halacha is that it is not considered a beria anymore. You don't have to worry about it. Further, v'yesh mistapkim od bebrocha achrona shel yayinim v'orchan osa al kazayis l'chein tov lizor shelo listos elo pachas mekazayis or v'yis. So this is a suffix. What is the shear that is machayiv a bracha achrona on wine? Is it kazayis or is it revias? So you should not have anything in between a kazayis and a revias. If you did already, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that there's also a daya that rov revias is enough. There's also a daya of a kazayis. So any one of them would be a milestone that you don't eat that amount because you're putting yourself in suffix. So if you ate the smaller amount, but not quite that bigger amount, then don't go on eating further because it's going to be a suffix. So it's not only kazayis or revias. It may be kazayis or rov revias. And so that's why he should not drink anything that is in between there.